یہ ایس بی ایس اردو ہے۔ آسٹریلیا میں یہ انتخابی مہم زور و شور سے جاری ہے اور بہت سے تارکین وطن بھی ان انتخابات میں حصہ لے رہے ہیں۔ اس وقت ہمارے ساتھ ایسے ہی ایک کینڈیڈیٹ موجود ہیں جو آزاد امیدوار کی حیثیت سے کھڑے ہوئے ہیں، آئیے ان سے بات کرتے ہیں۔ حسن غلام صاحب، ایس بی ایس ریڈیو کے اردو پروگرام میں آپ کو خوش آمدید کہتے ہیں۔ ہاں، الیکشن میں آپ نے حصہ لینے کا ارادہ کیوں کیا؟
اوکے، فرسٹ مائی سلام ٹو ایوری باڈی، ٹو یو، ٹو یور کالیگز اینڈ یور لسنرز۔ آئی ایم اوریجنلی فرام افغانستان، اوور 30 ایئرز ان آسٹریلیا۔
اور آپ پشاور میں کتنے عرصے رہے؟
I lived in Peshawar for 5 years before coming to Australia. I was working with Afghan refugees in NWFP. I enjoyed a good life here. But what made me to decide to go into this election was that terrorist attack in Christchurch. So I have analyzed that for a couple of days when I was also very sad, upset, etc. Then I said, this can happen also in Australia. So if this will be happening, automatically, apart from being upset and crying, probably some people may take an action against it. And that action will have another reaction, and then, you know, the devil circle will be opened. I can give you another example. If these right-wing fanatics will be opening fire on Muslims, opening fire on the Asians, going to Chinatown and start shooting there, you know, then we have got somehow a civil war.
You are saying only the attacks on the Muslims, or you are saying this and any extremists like we saw in Sri Lanka?
Yeah, any action. So, and also, if you know Pauline Hanson, she is very much in that position that she is promoting gun, and she is also saying we don't trust our government.
آزاد امیدوار یعنی انڈیپینڈنٹ کینڈیڈیٹ کے طور پہ کھڑے ہو رہے ہیں، تو کیا اس کی وجہ یہ تھی کہ آپ ریزن یہ تھی کہ آپ نے کسی پارٹی سے رجوع کیا، بڑی پارٹی سے، لیکن انہوں نے آپ کو ٹکٹ نہیں دیا، یا آپ نے خود بہتر سمجھا کہ آزاد امیدوار کے طور پہ کھڑا ہونا زیادہ پریفرنس ہے آپ کا؟
Yes, historically seen, Liberal Party and Labour Party, these two main parties, they have certain rules and regulation and process. To join a party, you have to start very low. By the time you are coming to that section that you will be nominated for a candidacy, can take years and years. And also, parties have their own filtering system. So I was not keen to become a member, but think about politics and also think about the community, especially these newly arrived asylum seekers, refugees by boat. I work with them, and for that reason...
آپ کہاں سے کھڑے ہو رہے ہیں اور آپ کی کانسٹیٹیوئنسی کون سی؟
I'm living in Queensland and 30 years in Queensland. So I am a candidate for Senate from Queensland.
یعنی آپ سینٹ کے امیدوار ہیں کوئنز لینڈ سے؟
پیپل ہو آر رجسٹرڈ فار ان ایلیجیبل ٹو ووٹ ان کوئنز لینڈ، دے کین ووٹ فار می فرام اینی پارٹس آف کوئنز لینڈ۔
آپ کتنے اس بات میں پر امید ہیں کہ آپ یہ انتخاب جیت سکتے ہیں؟
یس، ان فارسی وی ہیو اے ویری گڈ سیئنگ، دا ورلڈ ہیز بین کنزیومڈ ود ہوپ، یو نو۔ سو آئی ایم ناٹ ہوپ لیس اینڈ آئی ایم ناٹ نیگیٹو، آئی ایم پازیٹو۔ Maybe I have a good number of votes, but also I do have the support of other independents. I have negotiated with them.
آسٹریلیا میں مسلمانوں کی اکثریت نہیں ہے، آپ کے حلقے میں مسلمانوں کی یا مائگرنٹ کمیونٹی کی اکثریت نہیں ہے، تو آپ مین اسٹریم آسٹریلینس کے ووٹوں کو جیتنے کے لیے کیا کر رہے ہیں، کیا اپیل ہے آپ کے پاس ان کے لیے؟
First of all, you know, the issue of refugee and human rights becomes very hot in the early 2000s. And so from that time on, I have worked consistently, and I have persisted that the refugees and asylum seekers has to be treated fairly according to international law, as well as Australian law.
Who is your competitor?
Well, competition is very severe to say. It's not wrong. But on the other hand, there is a kind of a change from the old kind of approaches that the One Nation had, National Party had, and some conservatives of the Liberal Party. They are really facing sliding down, you know, and all the approaches they have had has been proven that is not correct.
आपने बताया कि महाजरीन तारकीन वतन और गन लॉस पर जो आपका मौकिफ है वो काफ़ी करीब है ग्रीन पार्टी के मौकिफ से, तो ग्रीन पार्टी का कोई कैंडिडेट अगर आपके मुकाबले में है तो आप कैसे लोगों को कन्विंस करेंगे कि ग्रीन पार्टी के बजाय वो आपको वोट दे?
I do agree with you that the Greens have some very good policies, but on the other hand, there are a number of issues. Let's say fossil fuel. A number of countries like in the Middle East, Iran, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia, and Emirates, all of them very dependent from oil production and oil export. So effectively, this oil export is equivalent of coal export from Australia. They have the same environmental impact. But now changing from the fossil fuel into renewable energy is a cross phase. This cross phase can bring some severe crisis.
How you will tackle that?
Yeah, I will raise this issue very strongly. The other one is also the impact of war on the environment. The best example is Afghanistan. You know, with every rocket fired, there is a degree of depleted uranium. The same problem is also right now in Iraq. The same problem is in Syria. Okay? The impact of depleted uranium on the environment as well as the people is very severe, not only because of cancer, genetical impact of this problem. To be different from the Greens are isolating themselves in a so-called national circle, you know, but I am going outside this national circle.
आपको इन बातों से इख्तलाफ हो सकता है, मगर आपके पास इसके अल्टरनेट या मुतबादिल निजाम क्या है?
What has been done practically? Very little. The reason is that this cross phase was not worked out. And the cross phase in terms of economy and transition, it is a long process.
مزید دلچسپ معلومات کے لیے sbs.com.au/اردو پر جائیے۔